Sometimes tech news is good, sometimes it's bad, but I can always share it with you, and that makes me glad.
I love you, James.
China has decided to block the use of Intel and AMD chips from government PCs and servers in a brilliant masterclass on how to use the Uno reverse card. While we are just finding out about this, China's new computer guidelines came into effect on December 26th of last year. Honestly, it was nice of them to let American CPU manufacturers enjoy Christmas before breaking everyone's hearts. The government has an approved list of only 18 processors, and only one of them uses the x86 architecture, a chip made by a Chinese company with a normal length name, Shanghai Jiaojin Integrated Circuit Company, Limited. Every other chip on China's list of the coolest CPUs uses either ARM cores or RISC-V architecture. In addition to hardware, they are sidelining Microsoft Windows and any foreign-made database software. This makes sense since just last year, China unveiled its first homegrown open-source desktop operating system that was really just the popular Ubuntu Linux distribution with a Windows-esque coat of paint. And can you really blame China for this move? I mean, the US is doing the same thing to China. Looking at all their stuff that they left in your house just hurts too much.
Oh, you forgot your scarf. Can I see you again?
The EU is investigating Apple, Meta, and Google for non-compliance with the Digital Markets Act. Noticeably absent from the list is Microsoft. In fact, The Verge's Tom Warren claimed on Twitter that Microsoft is the only big tech company that the EU isn't investigating for DMA non-compliance. I mean, the European Commission even launched investigatory steps for Amazon's ranking practices. I guess Microsoft hasn't done anything wrong since the DMA took effect in May of last year, except that they have. Everyone except for the EU knows that Microsoft has been challenging your mom for the award for best guilt trips for some time now. In October, the company decided to expand on their deluge of banners and stopgaps when users dared to install Chrome using the Edge browser by adding a poll to ask, what did we do wrong? Like an overbearing ex. 2 months after that, Edge users that set their default search engine to Google found their browser would get blocked by a pop-up asking them to switch to Bing. Just this month, Microsoft confirmed that they were rolling out one-time pop-up ads in Windows 10 and 11 to convince Chrome users to also use Bing as a search engine. Why not both? You know? Maybe Microsoft doesn't do these things in Europe, giving the continent something else to make fun of North America for when they drink their wine and olive oil.
Fancy cheeses.
Dipping things in... OpenAI has apparently gone to Hollywood to take meetings with directors and film studios, according to reports from Bloomberg. Apparently, COO Brad Lightcap and some colleagues are giving demonstrations of their AI video generator Sora in the hopes that filmmakers will integrate it into their work. And indeed, they also just published a bunch of little shorts made by filmmakers. They're artsy, but they're not real. But they are real.
Best consumed with drugs.
Meanwhile, OpenAI CEO Sam Altman used this as an excuse to attend parties during Oscar weekend like the total Chad he is. While Sora isn't available to the public, OpenAI has reportedly granted access to a few big-name actors and directors. Probably just Altman's drinking buddies, no one else. This is not the first time Sora has affected the industry. About a month ago, filmmaker Tyler Perry, best known by his drag name Madea, announced he put an $800 million expansion to his Atlanta studio on hold because of AI like Sora. Apparently, he believes he may not need to do on-location shooting anymore. If he wants to shoot a living room in the mountains, he can sit in an office and do this with a computer. Perry actually used AI-powered de-aging techniques on two of his films. And that brings up a good point. Actors and writers have gone on strike over AI, but now the technology is affecting makeup artists, contractors who build sets and studios, and even location scouts. All of these jobs are in jeopardy because one guy saw a fake video of a woman walking in Tokyo.
I didn't know there were any women in Tokyo.
He's like, wow, she's pretty hot.
Is that a city?
She's convincingly hot. Now it's time for the Quick Bits brought to you by Vessi. They claim their shoes are extremely waterproof, yet are able to keep your feet cool in the summer and warm in the winter. Their Stormburst high-top shoes combine the comfort of a sneaker with the grip and coverage of an outdoor boot. I should know, I shoveled snow in them. The shoes have extra layering for added warmth, as well as extra grip to prevent you from slipping and sliding in unfavorable weather conditions all over the world. They are storm bursting with features that make them great in the upcoming and unpredictable spring weather. Check out the Vessi Stormburst and other styles at vessi.com/techlink and get 15% off your first purchase at checkout. I wasn't always the Quick Bits man. I used to tell longer news stories, like just a few months ago in this episode.
Oh, I remember that.
NVIDIA's AI dominance is being challenged by basically every other company. The United Acceleration Foundation, formed last year by Intel, Google, ARM, Qualcomm, Samsung, and others, is gunning for NVIDIA's CUDA. The group has been working on an open source software suite that they say will reach a mature state in the second half of this year. However, there's no final release target yet, so I guess NVIDIA is free to count their trillions until then.
But we'll get you.
The leather jacket is to save your skin when you Scrooge McDuck into a pile of gold. His gold coins are hard. Google has apparently begun testing AI-generated summaries of search results on a small subset of queries by users who did not opt into its search generative experience in order to see how the general public will respond to the new feature. These AI summaries come with a warning label explaining that the feature is experimental, possibly because they seem to have a bad habit of redirecting users towards spam and scam websites ranging from low quality to actively malicious.
Unlike regular Google.
No sh**. Maybe the real experiment is to find what percentage of users will gladly type their social security number into a CAPTCHA. In worse Google news, the company was ordered by federal investigators to hand over the personal information of YouTube users who watched certain videos. Links to the videos in question were sent by undercover agents to a suspected cryptocurrency launderer. So naturally, the feds wanted Google to hand over names, addresses, telephone number, and user activity and IP addresses of anyone who watched those videos. Videos that have been watched more than 30,000 times. While that sounds bad, it could have been a lot worse. The FBI could have rickrolled the suspect. And that's embarrassing in 2024.
Even worse, you guys are now on a list. I'm sorry.
Microsoft has big plans to make life better for Windows 11 and Xbox gamers. At the Game Developers Conference last week, the company unveiled DirectSR, a tool that makes it a lot easier for devs to add support for multiple upscalers like NVIDIA's DLSS and AMD's FSR and or Intel's CES. I mean, XS.
CES.
Cesspool. Microsoft also just filed a patent for a technique that would improve ray tracing performance on AMD GPUs, including the ones in Xbox consoles and desktop Radeon graphics cards. See, NVIDIA? You don't have to choose between AI-powered world domination and throwing your gaming customers a bone. You can do both. Piles of bones, like the future in Terminator 2. And EVGA is in hot water after an unannounced pin layout change fried a customer's hard drives. A Redditor RMA'd their power supply and was clearly told not to send back their modular cables. When they hooked the new PSU to their original EVGA cables, it killed their SATA hard drives. Turns out the pin layout of the power supply model had been changed, making them incompatible with the cables from the old unit, but no one at EVGA told the customer.
Gotcha.
Now EVGA is refusing to cover the damage. That's not like you. Even better, this may not be a new issue. Is like you. After Lewis Rossman posted a video on the subject, the YouTube account for a PC building company commented that they reported this issue to EVGA 2 years ago. So that's why EVGA broke up with NVIDIA. They wanted to cook different parts of their customers' PCs.
Variety is the spice of life.
You're all gonna burn. And you should come back to see what we cook up for you on Wednesday. It's a block party. Do you like gumbo? Because it won't be gumbo. It'll be more tech news.
That's all. It's the only thing.
What is a gumbo?
A toy?